Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, very loved, and pretty, you know, darn sexy people. So, yep, that's my opening, and here we are, same time, but in a new format. We will be reaching millions of new people, and I'm so excited about that. So, I want to just recap for everybody, old, new, what I do and what the work's about, and then we will get to the calls. This is a call-in show. It is a call-in show about empowerment. It is not you're going to meet a tall, dark stranger show. It is I believe I want this. I'm not creating it, and why not? I am choosing to empower myself to do that. Can you help me extrapolate the blocks in my energy so that we can release them and I can live in the creation of me and my life that I want? So I am a movie star. I am an actress, and I am an incredibly correct, astute, and very clear channel for information. My work is about the joyful empowerment of you. I am here. I don't believe that we heal another. I don't believe we can heal another. I believe that the individual always comes together with the information given them and heals themselves. So I ask all of you to make that commitment before we start. Our intention is to connect with the highest knowledge from the world of all possibilities, with the highest understanding possible. It is our commitment to serve ourselves, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in that way. This work is based on science and on spirituality. Everything is energy. There is nothing that isn't energy. That's all there is. That's all there ever has been. That's all there ever will be, is energy. But energy must be directed if you want it to go a certain way. Energy must be directed or it finds its own direction. So, for example, if you have water, you can direct it to be ice by choosing and taking the steps to do that. You can take ice and make it steam by choosing and directing the energy to do that. Your energy is the same thing. Your thoughts are the same thing. Your thoughts are energy. Your feelings are energy. Your emotions are energy. And when you empower yourself to be the God of free will that you are and direct that energy, miraculous things can happen. And you do that by, one, taking responsibility. As soon as you go, I can't because of them, or I won't be able to unless they do, you are giving away your own responsibility to create your life. Once you decide what you want to do, then you can invite the entire world to rush in and support you in that. But that's the biggest and first place we fall down, guys, is we don't choose and commit. And, you know, saying I want to walk across the floor is a choice, But if you don't get up and take action around it, you're not committed to the doing of it. So commitment is a really big part. The whole universe will show up for you when you commit. Okay, a really important cornerstone in the work is feeling and experiencing. So let's say you're saying, I want money, but you have a lot of distrust, judgment, and dislike because you don't have money. You are not experientially in harmony with what you want then. And if you are not in harmony with it, the universe picks that up. So let's say, since I'm an actor, right, that a director says to me, I want you to cross stage right, D, but walk left. That's a paradox that holds us in inaction. What most of us are doing with our mixed signals to the universe, let's say the universe is the actor and I'm the director, and that's the true metaphor. If I say, please, universe, I want some more money. I really hate money right now. I don't like it because I don't have it, and I don't believe I can ever have it because I don't have the experience of having it, and I don't have the experience of having it because I've never had it because I've had this belief that I can't. And the universe goes, well, good gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether you want it or not. So I'll just hang out here until you commit to really having, loving, and being in harmony with the money that you say you want. And then, of course, you have to take action. I mean, I have callers come in and go, okay, well, I've been asking for money for 6 months. Where is it? And I go, well, what have you done? Well, I've been asking for it. I said, well, I can ask to be an actress all my life, but I got to go in and audition, dudes. You know? You got to step forward. And it's really hard to step forward and take action until you're committed. And is it that simple? Absolutely. Can you turn your life around in the snap of a finger? Yes, you can. And most of us take lifetimes to decide and commit that we want to do that. We want to drag our stories with us. We want to keep our excuses and our limitations because we're afraid of our power. And power's up big time now, guys. Big time. Choose to be the powerful God of you that you are. You were given free will for a reason, not to sit around and think about it for a lifetime. So this is extremely powerful work. Those of my new listeners, as you listen to the call-ins, you will see the power and self-empowerment that this work brings. It will bring your freedom back to you, and it will put you back in control of your life. I have clients that have healed from AIDS, created relationships they've always wanted, experienced unimaginable success, and I'm one of them that's walked the talk and experience those things in my own life. But you know what you get most of all from this work? You get peace and happiness, and you love yourself. And there is nothing in the world more valuable than those things. That's what we all want, whether we want money or better health or that wonderful relationship or success in our business. All those things we want because they give us freedom and joy and empowerment and self-esteem. And that's why we want the things that we want, to live more in love and happiness and balance. So my specialty is to reach into your energy and pull out beliefs and blocks that are in your way around what you want. You are very much a part of this work. I don't do it alone. I extrapolate from your energy what you're willing and committed to know. And that's a really important part of it. Because my favorite quote is, if you don't create you, you become the created upon. Your energy will listen to the media, to genetics, to your parents, to your significant other, to anybody that wants to put you down, to society. And then you become created by all of those things because you didn't take your responsibility. Okay? If you want to call in and you're listening, it's 646-915-9919. Press 1 to raise your hand. You can always access this show by going to iamdewallace.com, iamdeewallace.com. That's my website. I enjoy you to peruse it. There's amazing past life regressions, some amazing free webinars, and webinars very affordable. Everything on my site is very affordable, but around every subject you ever want to get discernment around, guys. So on the homepage, you can just click on, this is the Conscious Creation Show. This is my Thursday morning show. And the call-in number is also posted on imdwallace.com. So your thoughts, your feelings are energy, guys. It's energy. And to get what you want, you must consciously direct your energy. You see, the original meaning of, you've all heard the term ask and ye receive. The original meaning of that is claim or demand. Not, oh gosh, please, if I'm worthy, could I? It's no. I am claiming, I am staking claim to the fact that I am a successful actress. I am staking claim to the commitment of knowing. And I want to just say, let's come together in the commitment of knowing that we're complete and we're whole right now. We're simply trying to remember that. And I also finally want to give you my definition of God is all thought, all possibility, and all experience experiencing itself. So ultimately, there is no right or wrong, good or bad, up or down. The dualities do not exist, but the rule that supersedes all rules is as you believe, it will be delivered unto you, baby cakes. So, do you see the world as hostile or friendly? We did an amazing webinar around Einstein's theory about that. Because from that belief and that perception of the world, you create your belief systems. I want to set an intention for today because, those of you that listen to my shows regularly or will be going into the archives, major information coming in around genetics. And so the intention today is, what major genetic belief can you release to serve your wholeness? Now, I want to be clear. Genetics comes from the root word genesis, which means the beginning. So what major beginning belief? And you, by the way, can pass information and genetic belief down to yourself. It doesn't have to just be cellular, familial, ancestral genetics. Pretty awesome concept there. So I was doing some work for myself before we got on, and I want everybody to come together to claim the wholeness around receiving everything now. Around receiving everything now. Stephen, can you just let me know if I'm still on? Hello?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Sorry, my phone beeped out there. So they gave me the song, and in doing work with all of you, I may ask for a song, I may ask for a movie. I'll go to the sheets of 18 years that I have compiled here to work with, which you can have availability to if you take the Balance podcast at imdwallace.com. But they gave me the song Before the Parade Passes By. And I want you all to know, my beautiful, incredible people, you cannot be passed by. You have never been passed by. And that is the first genetic belief that we are releasing to move into the wholeness of the creation of us, is that everything is delivered to us now because we've directed it that way. And so it is. Okay, they're saying I'm not going to the cult. I don't know why. Where am I going then? Sheets, book? Well, I'm going back to Before the Parade Passes By. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you where that came from. Okay, so I was sitting here and I'm going, why am I nervous? You know, why am I nervous? I've done 5 million shows. Oh, my, I heard my thought say, but this is a new show. So this is a new opportunity. And what if people don't show up? And what if it isn't a success? And what if we have technical difficulties? Do you see where we go? That's an example of the parade passing us by. And who's creating the parade passing us by? I lost a lot of moments there just knowing that everything was great and fabulous because I went down the toilet bowl of what if. So we're balancing all that with I Am Divine Love and this amazing symbol that we have been channeled, which, well, the symbols and I Am Divine Love, and you'll hear me mention the formula, all of this will be available at IMD Wallace for you to download if you're interested. But what it does is it just expands and expands and expands the energy out around all the wholeness that we are claiming. So now I can go to the calls. I'm in the channel. I don't talk funny, and my eyes roll don't roll back in my head. But I am definitely in the channel from the minute the show starts, guys. So here we go. I can't wait to see what comes in. All right, we're going to Miss Reva in California. Hi, baby.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous, and you're sounding just awesome.
Thanks, Reva. Thank you. What's up,
baby? The first thing I want to say is that as I started really listening and embodying this work a couple of years ago, my life has changed exponentially. However, you know, I'm still on this plane of expression. So something that's been coming up over the last, 4 to 6 weeks is a heaviness in my chest. And when I do the deep breathing exercises, I'm coughing.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what that energy is.
Yeah, they're saying, and I use the word they, guys, but it's the energy. Heaviness is not the highest word. Congestion is the highest word. And it's around grief, Reva. So when did it start?
4 to 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
I mean, it's been actually going on a long time, but it's really been noticeable to me
that. We need to get to the grief around what. So what happened 6 weeks ago with another female energy? In business, I think.
Well, I had a great job, so that doesn't seem to be it.
Reva, we're going to... Are you working with your pendulum by any chance?
Not right now. I can get it.
We're going to the cracks. We're going to the sunken thing. Now we're going to the lack of the seal. Hold on, let me explain. Reva is a great contractor, and she came out to put a new floor in my bathroom, and two of the tiles sunk and cracked, and they came out and replaced them. And what was the reason?
There was a little bit of thin set missing that kind of got sucked into an air gap.
Sucked into an air gap. That's where we're going. Okay. Now, since this is looking at the for the genesis of this, this is not this lifetime. This is many past lifetimes, and that's all we need to know. The beginning, throughout all of these lifetimes, we're just directing your energy to go back to the very beginning, when you were. What were the words, Reva? Sucked.
Sucked into an air gap.
Yeah. And they're literally showing me you in outer space and not being able to access air. And then they're showing me you underwater, not being able to access air. So the highest words are breathing, not clearly. That's the highest word. Breathing openly around. What? Those are the highest words? Breathing openly around conscious creation. So now they're giving me the breath of life. Again, it's around power. And you have experienced amazing power. Your business has taken off, you know. You're starting to get everything that you've asked for and consciously created. And they're saying just breathe into it and accept it. You're not going to lose your breath with your power and your success. That's the fear.
I get a big yes.
Okay.
I get a yes.
That's your big fear. And guys, Reva's bringing in a big gift to all of you, because that's all of our fears, is that we're going to die, we can't breathe, we'll go under, we'll be judged, we won't be liked. Judged. You took a big exhale on judged. Did that hit home about something?
Well, it's interesting that when you just even started talking a couple of minutes ago, the coughing really wanted to come forth.
The coughing wants to come forth, Reva, because you're trying to let go of it. Just choose and commit to open and free breathing around your power. Hold on, there's something else coming in now. Oh, we're supposed to balance this, so we claim the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets. But give me a song, baby.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
I want to be in your head. Okay, so you see, that's about someone who loves someone, but they've broken up. So it's a collapse of all this power, all this success, all this joy has to be collapsed with some kind of loss or giving up or restriction in my breathing or a health problem or I've got to lose some money or whatever that paradox it is, guys. Do you understand? We create paradoxes for ourselves that create us not being able to move all the way into our commitment. And that's what this show is about, is we are coming forward committed to releasing paradoxes, all paradoxes that may be inhibiting our wholeness as the God we are. And that is our claim now. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Okay, anything and everything that's not allowing that to balance for all of us, we claim the symbol, I am divine love. And I want to be clear that when we're doing that, we're directing the energy to bring in wholeness. I am the wholeness around all of this, and now it's all balanced.
Yes.
Okay,
perfect.
Now it's claimed.
Yeah.
Now the whole. So now I want you, and guys, those of you with physical challenges out there, and that's all it is, it's a challenge for you to move into your empowerment, okay, and know that you absolutely are the creators, that I want you to talk to your bodies and direct your bodies. Your bodies know how to heal themselves instantaneously. But they need a little direction, their energy. Your bodies are energy. So you'll be talking to that body and loving it and saying it, you can breathe freely now, Reva, because all this power and success is part of my completeness and my wholeness. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, darling. Wow. What a great first call, dude. Thank you. Woohoo! All right. We're going to Beth in North Carolina. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, baby cakes. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Doesn't do any good anymore anyway.
Well, no, because complaining just puts your focus on the opposite.
Right.
Right. Complaining puts your focus on what you don't want, Beth. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. So if you have something in your life, let's say, oh, I've got a headache. Instead of keeping saying, oh, I've got a headache, I've got a headache, you direct your head to open up, your head to feel great, the blood flow to be open and balanced, you know, in your cells and in your arteries and in your veins, and all the tension to be released so that you are calm and feeling good. That's what you do. Are you lying to yourself? No. You are directing your energy toward what you want. So what's your specific question that we can help you with, madam?
Well, it's about migraines, and it's a condition that I created for my...
Well, isn't that interesting that I went right to a headache?
Yes.
Okay, it's about migraines. Go ahead.
Well, it's about migraines, and it's about a condition that's connected to it that has to do with balance.
Okay, so I get a no that it's connected to it. I get it, the question of balance is what's creating the migraines.
Okay.
So balance is the highest word, yes. So let's just balance and claim the wholeness around our balance. And by the way, anybody listening anytime, make sure you stay conscious and do everything that you hear every caller bring forward, because if you're hearing it, it's yours. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. Book. Give me a song, baby cakes.
The first thing that came on was I Want to Put on My Boogie Shoes, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Okay. So you need more balance in your life around joy, honey. You need to go out and party a little bit. You need to be going dancing in your life. So talk to me about that. Do you have a lot of joy and partying and just having fun?
No.
That's a no, right?
That's a no, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's going to bring a lot more balance in your life, release a lot of tension for you. And
okay.
Sex is always a good way to do that.
Get
me
back
Dr.
on that train.
Oz, we believe in sex. It's a healthy thing. It's also the metaphor for creation, I might add. That's the highest message from the channel that is coming in, is that you just need to love yourself enough, baby, to go have some more fun. Relax. Let it hang out. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to Vegas next week, so I'll definitely have some fun.
Woohoo! Now, you're going to call in and let me know how your head is in Vegas, okay?
I will.
Now, listen, I do have to say, because we're on the air, that anytime somebody calls me about a physical thing, I am not a doctor. I am bringing in energetically what the channel says, because physically, guys, everything starts in your energy first. If you get, well, like information of, wow, I think I'm really tense and I'm getting headaches, and you don't do anything to bring yourself into more calmness and balance, then your body will start creating physical things, because that makes you look at what you need to look at. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I go to everything energetic first that's showing up in your body physically now. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thanks, Dee. Bye-bye.
And, oh, let's go to Anita in Ireland. Hello, my love. Are you on? I clicked you. Hold on.
Hi.
There you are. Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, Dee. Great. As you ask, how am I? Interestingly enough, I had a migraine also today.
Okay, well, as you know, this doesn't surprise us because we often have themes. And again, the show is about what major genetic belief can you release to serve your wholeness. Genetic meaning beginning belief. So tension isn't the highest word, but it's around joy. So what is our, and we have one major belief, one, around joy, one major genetic belief around joy that is affecting our health in various ways, especially with these migraines. So we're going to balance that. We're claiming the symbol. I am divine love, the symbol, of course, representing the formula that we have. Sheets, book. Give me a song, sweetheart.
Joy to the World.
Okay. So, basically, the world isn't in joy. The world is in a mess. Oh, my God, there's starvation, and there's earthquakes, and there's floods, and the money's collapsing, and yada, 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 yada. And so we are using that. We are using the focus on that to keep ourselves out of joy, create more tension for ourselves, and create these physical manifestations. Now, hold on. There's something higher, and now they're taking me to the sheets that I work with, which are a compilation of 18 years of work here, first sheet, second sheet, and they're taking us to the genetic list. So this is a list of genetic subjects that have been passed down to us, going here, 1 through 5, 6, and we're going to genetic health. Now, health, guys, can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. Okay? Sheet, book. Now, give me another song, please, or a movie.
E.T.?
E.T., okay. So, genetically, in our health, we have been taught that in order to stay healthy, we have to shut our heart light down, close our heart off, defend ourselves, and stay in trying to conquer our world. Highest, most correct, most complete. And we're balancing that now by claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I want everybody to open your heart and feel that. I am divine love. I am divine love. And if you want to create the world that you want, start seeing the world that you want, guys. We're all way too focused on this bloody social media and the television and the radio that are doomsday sayers. And the more they pull your focus away from, I am choosing to see the world friendly, I am choosing to see the world as perfect and whole and complete, and I start by seeing the world of me that way. And the more I love me and see my wholeness and my completeness, the more my energy pools back into the one energy, and the more the world becomes that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the answer to your question. Anita.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And I'm so glad that you were, I literally was told to go to you, which doesn't happen, quite frankly, a lot on the calls. I pretty much take them in order. But obviously, there was a plan here about that and a message for everybody. Focus on what you want. Direct what you want this world to be. And that is the greatest service that you can bring to the world. And so it is. Thank you for calling, my beautiful person.
Super. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you. All right, we're going to Beth in... Wait, did I go to Beth? I think I went to Beth. Yes, North Carolina. We're going to Wendy in New York. Miss Wendy.
Hi. Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm here with
Good.
You guys, and I love you.
I love you, too. Well, there's obviously a theme going on, as always. The reason I'm calling in is I don't know what's going on with me, but I've always prided myself on my health. Never had health issues. And now all of a sudden, out of the blue, for the past six, maybe 7 weeks, I've been really, really, really tired to the point of dragging my ass out of the house. And sometimes not even being able to do that. I've been nauseous. I've been checked medically. Nothing happening. That
God,
nobody...
You're not pregnant, are you?
And I'm not pregnant. That was the first thing that was checked. Would have been a divine blessing. That didn't occur. Anyway, I don't know what's happening. I've got nausea on and off. And I could be fine for 3 or 4 days with bursts of energy. And then boom.
Uh-huh. That's going right on with Wendy. First of all, I want you to take some deep breaths because we can all hear the panic in your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I have been. I really have been.
Well,
I've never
you
felt
know,
this way.
You know better than that because panic is reaction. And when you're in reaction, you cannot be in creation.
Yeah.
So
Thank
then
you,
you start, you know, grasping at straws. And that is not consciously creating what you want. When I say, when all this started, you just kept saying, no, I'm healthy. I've always been healthy and I'm healthy. I get a no. See, it's really easy to go, yeah, I'm really healthy when you're healthy.
Yes.
It's more of a challenge. And part of this is a lesson to you about your own creation. Because if you get this, you will see that you can create anything. It's a true statement. You have always created health in your life. So
yes.
Why then, what is the genesis of the belief or fear that has created you falling out of that creation of wholeness? So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. Book, give me a song, please.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Okay, so what are you waiting for?
Okay.
What are you waiting for? Started about, again, 6 weeks ago. Holy hell, what do we do? Have a blue moon or something 6 weeks ago? Because that Reva was 6 weeks ago. So.
Right.
So what happened 6 weeks ago, again, with a feminine energy? Do you have a daughter?
I do not, no. Well, I have a niece who I'm very close to.
Anything? No, we're not going to the niece. We're going to the daughter, so this has got to be a past life thing. So that was the genesis. That was the beginning in a past life of all this. And then it started implanting itself around 7 years old. What happened around 7 years old?
Oh, my gosh.
Has
I don't
to
know
do with
to
school.
Has to do with school.
Uh-huh.
Something happened at seven. Has to do with school.
Well, just talk to me about school. Did you like school? Were you afraid at school? Did you feel
powerful? You know what? At 7 years old, I just remembered something. Oh, my gosh. At seven
okay.
years old, I had stomach aches.
Ah. Okay, how come? That's what we have
you know
to
what?
Get to.
Don't really know. There was
yeah,
really no
do.
Reason. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yes, you do. You always know. Don't ever. The biggest bastardization we can claim is I don't know, guys.
That's right. Okay.
So we're claiming
I
know. I absolutely know. It's about separation.
Mm-hmm.
Separation from. Okay, now it's all coming in. Hold on. Separation from your parents, which meant a loss of your power.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're waiting for somebody or something right now to give you your power back. And one of the things you're waiting for is your health. So if I have a health issue, that means I don't have any power. That means I've lost my power. I've separated myself from my power. And that's what you're panicked about, honey.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is nothing and no one that can separate you from your power. Do you understand? You are in choice every single solitary moment, Wendy, to choose an open heart and to choose love. So, again, I'm not a doctor, but it might behoove you to have a chiropractor help release your diaphragm for you, you know, and work those muscles in there because your stomach acid, I think,
yes,
is coming back up into your. It's being flushed back to you. It's not acid reflux. It's not like that.
No,
but
that's absolutely right.
And we're going back to the breath. It's like, you know what you do when you hold your, when you take in a deep breath, like when you're scared?
Yes, it's like a panic.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and you can feel it right between your rib cage at the top.
That's right.
Yes, okay. That's what's happening. So, again, we're breathing clearly and we're breathing in an open, relaxed space around the power of our creation. It's simply, Wendy, they're saying it's simply you wondering and doubting your power and if you have the right to it. And so you created something that you had to focus on so you could feel out of your power, and that made you feel safer.
Can I add something to that, Dee?
Yeah, please.
You had mentioned, you know, 7 years old, separation from parents. It just occurred to me, about 7 weeks ago or so, I had what I didn't think was a falling out with my father, but apparently he did. And
yep.
I'm wondering if, you know, that may have had something to do with the way I'm feeling.
It has something to do with it because it represents power.
Power.
So, guys, again, if we're using anybody or anything else to say we have to have them to be powerful, or they're keeping us from our power, if our power is dependent on anybody or anything else, as we do this ascension work and understand that we are the God of ourselves first and foremost, and then we can unite with the one energy who is waiting to deliver to us what we commit to.
Yeah.
The whole world is waiting to give you what you want. Now, according to what I'm hearing, you should be feeling a lot better in 3 days. But they are suggesting that you get some help in releasing this little muscle thing. You can do it with the breathing exercise. And I will go over that because I know we have new listeners. But somebody, do you have a chiropractor that knows how to do
something? I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just bring him to the attention of that.
Okay.
Whatever
well, you just
he releases,
said a chiropractor that knows how to what?
Well, release that. It feels kind of like a hiatal hernia, but it's really muscular.
Yeah, you right on, right on. Yes. Okay.
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 Well, thanks for the affirmation, because you know I always say to all of you, you don't take my truth, anybody else's truth. You go inside and you say, yes, this resonates with me as truth, so I will look into this. But if it doesn't resonate with somebody, anything that I say, then you've got to let me know, because you're always your highest answer. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You are always your highest answer. And so we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of this. Thank you for doing your own empowerment and powerful work around this, Wendy. Good work.
Oh, Dee, thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, the breathing exercise really quickly is you take a big breath in to the count of three or four, and as you exhale with a smile on your face slowly, a good mantra right now is, I am complete and whole. And you do that for 10 minutes a day, up to 20. Okay, 10 minutes a day, up to 20. I was given this by a group of psychoimmunologists, and this simple little exercise reversed almost every illness to some degree that they were working with. It also, if you continue to do it, takes you over what we call the tipping point, because it is a constant direction of your energy. And after a constant direction of your energy, one day you wake up and you go, oh, I just know this. And when you truly move into your knowing, you're there, guys. You're there. Okay, we're going to Lee in Nebraska. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
Yeah, the call has been so amazing.
Thank
As
you.
Always. Lots of stuff, and I'm amazed about what I've heard so far. I'm on the same track with this joy thing. That's my question. I was in a lot of joy over the weekend with some a family wedding, and next to that, you know, kind of highlighted next to that was falling down the rabbit hole of this doesn't work, that doesn't work, and mostly related around money for me. So I guess money and kind of like these old patterns. I feel like I'm just recreating the same stuff and instead of being able to stay in my joy. And I'm not sure
where I'm
losing it.
Okay. So, first of all, let me be very clear, guys. We have no problem, and I talked about this on Jennifer McLean's show yesterday. We have no problem sitting in a room by ourselves and feeling depressed, feeling pissed off, feeling lonely, feeling abused. We can do that really well by ourselves. So you got to know that if you choose, you can also sit in a room by yourself and create joy and happiness and empowerment. So, Miss Lee, I say to you with love, you're not choosing to do that. You're going, I need money to do that. I need a wedding to do that. I need something outside of myself to stay in joy and create myself as joy. And what they're saying is that's the very thing that creates the money.
Right. I know that.
You know that.
I do. I know it.
But you have
I
to do
know.
It. See, that's where we're all at. And I'm telling you, we're all there. I mean, I had a great challenge in my life in the last month, and it didn't make any sense for me to keep my heart open and stay in love. But every morning I got up, I said, my intention today is to stay in love, is to stay in an open heart, and I choose to serve myself and everybody and the world in this way.
Yeah, that's a great intention.
Okay. Well, if you don't intend it, again, you know, your business manager calls and says you're out of money, and you go, okay, that's an excuse for me to fall out of what my intention was then. But do you understand that your reaction to that and your choice of staying in joy and going, I am creating money and I am creating the vibration of joy and love that supports that. Now, universe, come in, give me ideas, give me actions, give me opportunities, bring in people to meet and contacts to explore. I'm ready and I'm committed and I'm staying in my joy. You see, when I say you're in harmony with money, Lee, I get a no. So,
I can definitely feel that.
But it's not about money. It's about joy and something else. Sheets, book, give me a song. Sorry, my Baptist preacher is getting all excited here. Give me a song. There's some big information coming in here.
A song.
Or a movie.
Brave? There's some new movie out called Brave,
I think.
Yes,
it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay, do I have to know what it's about? No. Okay, so, oh my God, you guys, I got it. So, the genetic belief that we keep passing down to ourselves, between ourselves, through our family, in our ancestry, blah, 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 is that in order for us to have joy, to be worthy of joy in our life, we have to be brave and conquer something.
Huh.
So
wow.
Quit trying to conquer money, honey.
Yeah.
Don't try to keep the plant alive. Look at the new leaves that are on the top.
Yeah. Great, great. I think in terms of old patterns, is there anything that comes up with that? Because
yes, the patterns are, oh, my God, I'm in joy at the wedding. Wait. I can't be in joy unless I have to fix something. Okay, I'll go back into my room and forget that I can be in joy and start worrying about money so I have something to conquer again. And then when I think I'm sort of starting to win on money and I can see me starting to conquer something again, I can be in my joy. I'm in my joy. Oh, wait, I can't be in my joy unless I have something to conquer. So
wow.
I'll go back. Do you see the pattern?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
there's
something higher. We're going to balance this first. I am divine love. I invoke the symbol. Sheets. We're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific. And we're going to Nelly believing. Okay, we're going to age. Bottom line, it's about age. So talk to me about age. When I say physical age, I get a no. But the age we're living in, I get a yes. Okay, guys, we got a theme going on here about the judgment of the world and the judgment of our times and the judgment of how hard it is. And, you know, you have bought the society's message that it's hard out there. Everybody, you know, is losing their home. Everybody, the more you listen to that, guys, and the more you focus on that, you leave the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. You leave the party.
You leave the party, and it's the party that is going to create a different reality than the one you're focusing on with all the gloom and doom. It's the judgment of the, not world, the judgment of the universe is the highest word. Holy hell. All right.
Wow.
So come on. We're going to come together. We're going to balance this. Because as long as we live in judgment of our universe, which is our world, which is our society, which is ourself, we see the world as a hostile place.
Wow. There we are.
Well,
there we are. That's it.
Okay. So we're claiming the symbol. I got goosebumps all over me. Claiming the symbol. I am divine love, and I am the wholeness of the acceptance of the creation of wholeness in this universe and beyond. And so it is. Well, I felt like Bud Lightyear there. To infinity. Yes, to infinity. Okay, that's why they showed me him.
Oh, my goodness.
Shivers. So
really wonderful, Dee.
Claiming
really
the
wonderful.
Wholeness. Yes. For
I knew it was something about the joy of the wedding versus, you know, how it, the badness of everything else.
Yes.
You know,
you
that
right
whole
on, Lee.
Opposite.
You were right on, and good that you followed through, because look at the enormous blessing you have been to everybody on this call and everybody that's ever going to hear this call, that we are claiming the wholeness on behalf of infinity. Wow. Now they're showing me Einstein and he's smiling. So I guess he's with us. You know, I don't think I've ever said that on any other show for the last 7 years. I don't see people a lot, but man, he's like,
wow.
You know that cute little grin that he got when he was happy all the time? Yeah. So is there anything else? Like there could be anything else, Lee?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right,
really
baby.
Wonderful.
Thanks for bringing that in.
Oh, thanks so much, Dee. What a relief.
Oh, much love.
Life is a party, and I'm
you
going
bet.
To it.
That's your mantra. Go dance.
Indeed, I will.
So,
thanks,
you
Dee.
See, we've had the same messages coming through, all of you amazing people. Go to the party. See the love. Experience the joy. Consciously direct and claim your life to be that and experience that, because the universe responds to your vibration, guys, even more than it responds to your words. It responds to your vibration. And the happier, I know it sounds like a Pollyanna statement, and it is. Naivete is a great creation tool. The happier you think and the happier you feel, the more you create what you want in your life. It's a law. It's a scientific law. And so if you want one thing to do in the morning, get up and proclaim for yourself, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. My intention today is to love myself more in every way. And therefore, I will love the world and everyone I see in the world even more. And then the world is going to be a happy place. Thank you all for joining me in this first amazing new call in this new venue. I send you much, much love. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. And, I'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.